AP News for Friday, January 8th. I'm Tim McGuire. Twitter pulls the plug on President Trump's account.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account. In announcing the move, Twitter said it was banning Trump from its platform because of the risk of further incitement of violence. Twitter also banned former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and pro-Trump attorney Sidney Powell Friday. It was part of a Twitter purge of QAnon accounts following Wednesday's storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. In an email, Twitter said, given the renewed potential for violence surrounding this type of behavior in the coming days, we will permanently suspend accounts that are solely dedicated to sharing QAnon content. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden says he's fine with President Trump's decision to not attend the inauguration on the 20th, and the first president since Andrew Johnson in 1869 to not take part in the events honoring his replacement. A more contagious variant of the coronavirus that was first spotted in Britain has shown up in a number of U.S. states.
The variant is named B.1.1.7. It was first detected in Colorado, which has 3 confirmed cases, and now a suspected 4th patient. Then came California, which now has 26 cases, according to the CDC, the highest number in the nation. Next is Florida, with 22 cases, and just a small number reported so far in New York, Georgia, and now Harris County, Texas. The variant strain is believed to be much more contagious, and the news comes as the U.S. breaks a record. 4,000 virus deaths reported in one day. 6.7 million people have received their first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. It's a one-day gain of about 800,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Researchers say so far the coronavirus isn't changing as rapidly as other viruses, such as the flu, and its structure is more stable than the flu's. This is AP News. Educators are working out ways to instruct students on the attack on the Capitol. Ed Donahue has this.
They broke through, it's on!
Blake Busman showed his 10th grade class in Alabama photos of the Capitol.
Students were very, just kind of glued in with the images, and I took about 10, 15 seconds per image before I clicked on the next one. I said nothing.
Students wrote poems in reflection. Mark Westfall in St. Paul, Minnesota, fielded comparisons to the killing of George Floyd nearby in Minneapolis.
You're thinking in the back of your mind, be very careful. You don't want to say this. Is there going to be, who's going to call me out on a question between insurrection and a siege?
Approaches varied.
A lot of them are very numb.
David McMullen students in Connecticut talked about a double standard.
They, being people of color, they thought that they had done the same thing as the protesters yesterday, that they would have been met with harsher violence.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.